cattle futures continued to mostly edge higher Monday. The percentage of heifers on feed at the beginning of the month was the most in almost two decades. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 29th of October. The five area direct average fed steer price last week was $110.13 a hundredweight on a live basis, which was 40 cents higher than the previous week. The average dressed steer price of $174.56 was 25 cents higher. Cattle futures mostly edged higher Monday with firm cash trade and increasing wholesale beef values. Live cattle futures closed an average of 45 cents higher, while feeder cattle futures closed an average of 25 cents higher, except for unchanged to 30 cents lower in three contracts. Wholesale beef values were sharply higher on choice and higher on select, with good demand and light offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $2.46 higher Monday afternoon at $227.90 a hundredweight. Select was 92 cents higher at $200.76. Corn futures closed mostly 2 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 1 to 3 cents higher. Calves and feeders sold mixed at the Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, feeder steers weighing 600 to 800 pounds were trading steady to $2 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards with an estimated 7,100 head on offer. Steers weighing more than 800 pounds were selling steady to $2 higher. Feeder heifers were trading steady to $4 higher. Steer and heifer calves weighing 500 to 600 pounds were selling mostly $3 to $8 higher. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer and heifer calves sold steady to $4 lower, while yearlings traded steady to $2 lower. There are 6,108 head on offer. Finally, at Winter Livestock's Feeder Calf Special in Pratt, Kansas, unweaned steer calves weighing 500 to 600 pounds sold steady to $2 higher, while weaned steer calves weighing 600 to 650 pounds sold $1 to $2 lower. Higher undertones were also noted for unweaned heifer calves. Most consignments there were unweaned with a vaccination program. There are 3,393 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Monday with follow-through buying based on strong quarterly earnings reports and reports of progress on the first phase of a U.S.-China trade deal. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 132 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 16 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 82 points. Cow slaughter and the mix of heifers on feed continue to suggest a cyclical plateau to the size of the nation's cow herd. In his weekly market comments, Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, explains, the 4.4 million head of heifers on feed October 1st was 2.3% higher year over year. Over the last 20 years, he says, heifers represented an average of 36.7% of feedlot inventories. At the beginning of this month, they represented 39.1%, which was the highest percentage in more than 18 years. Further, Peel notes, total steer and heifer slaughter so far this year is 1% more year over year, with steer slaughter down 2.4% and heifer slaughter up 7.4%. Beef cow slaughter is up 2.4%, with dairy cow slaughter 3.5% higher and total cow slaughter up 3.0%. According to Peel, modest increases in yearling and cow slaughter combined with lower carcass weights results in year-to-date beef production of 0.5% more year-over-year. Beef production for this year is projected to total 27.1 billion pounds, which would be 0.7% more year-over-year. Beef production is expected to peak cyclically in 2020 with a slight year-over-year increase to 27.2 billion pounds. Considering Friday's monthly cattle on feed report, Peel adds, the 12-month moving average feedlot inventory reached 11.6 million head in August and has dropped slightly in the past 2 months. He says it's possible feedlot inventories have peaked cyclically, although there's still a chance that average feedlot totals could push slightly higher into early 2020. That's your cattle current market update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 29th of October. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.